Welcome to Forward Rowan, Prosperity Through Progress, the podcast showcasing Rowan County's journey toward greater prosperity. In this Forward Rowan segment, we're joined by key investors to discuss the goals, progress, and impact of the Forward Rowan campaign. Stay tuned to hear how we're building a brighter future together.
Hi, Steve. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing great. Well, I'm Carlana Ungaro, and I am working with the Rowan EDC on their Forward Rowan 2 campaign. And Steve, you are one of our great co-chairs, and I'm so glad you're here today to talk about the campaign.
Well, you can blame Greg Eds for that. He wrestled me to the ground. But it's been a fun ride for a second time around with Greg, and happy to follow his lead.
So we're talking about the campaign, and you mentioned second time around. Share a little bit of the history of the Forward Rowan campaign.
You know, we started out back in 2020. I think everybody probably remembers what was going on then. But surprisingly, we had a lot of things going for us. Our community was preparing for growth and preparing for some exciting opportunity. We had, for the first time, new energy of a brand new EDC director who had really brought a new direction for us, and I thought that was really positive. But we also had great alignment across the community, from the county, the municipalities, all the private sector. And that was intentional. That was led by our county commission, and I'll give Greg credit there. Mm-hmm. It was something he intentionally went about. So for the first time in our county, I felt like we had great alignment, great opportunity, and great resources to put to bear. So we were so excited when we started the campaign, but then we get hit broadside with pandemic right in the middle of it.
Yeah, we'd been 6 weeks into the campaign when everything was shut down.
And I remember sitting in this very room and thinking, you know, can we continue this campaign? Is this crazy? We're all masked up. We're all looking at each other going, are people going to give at this point in time? It was amazing how people responded to that. From text messages to phone calls, because nobody was meeting in person, that outreach worked. And I think everyone came together because of that alignment. And I'll be honest, also with a little bit of fear. Yeah. Fear for our community, fear for our economy, and wanting to push their chips to the middle and say, well, you know, if anybody's going to survive, it's going to be this community. And so those two things together, I thought, brought some incredible results. One highly positive, the other one shockingly negative to begin with, but wound up being a little bit of the glue that kept the campaign together.
Yeah, particularly with COVID, economic development was one of those initiatives that people paid attention and got behind more because we were all worried about the economy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And our lives, mm-hmm. for that
yes,
matter.
Yes, yes, double. The first campaign exceeded our expectations, delivering nearly a billion or more in capital investment and over 2,500 new jobs. Why do you think it was so successful?
You know, I go back to that one word. It was alignment. And it was a first time for me, you know, born and raised here, but been working here in my adult life for over 25 years, that I had seen that level of alignment across all of the sectors. The business sectors. We always talked about what it could look like, but it took work. It was not something you just say, we're all going to get aligned. That's not how it happened. It was a lot of small meetings, a lot of big meetings, a lot of community meetings, a lot of private sector meetings. The rebranding effort was a big part of that. People forget that brought a lot of people together. We didn't just come up with a tagline, which I still like. I try to be an original every day.
But there You're was definitely an original state.
But that set a tone. That brought people together at a different level and got them behind the same effort. And I think it was that alignment that made us so successful.
Yeah, it was a great campaign. It's delivered amazing results in economic development over the last few years. How has Rowan County changed, and how has Forward Rowan impacted that change over the last 5 years?
Well, I think you start with the big ones, because I always try to start with the people. And the average wage in Rowan County has skyrocketed since then. And when you put more money in people's pockets and give them more opportunity, you're going to have a stronger local economy. And at the end of the day, that's what we're about in economic development. People think, oh, you're just bringing big business to town. You're trying to grow our economy. You're giving away incentives. That's what you do. No, we literally try to improve the quality of life for the basic citizen of Rowan County, of which I am one. And if we stay focused there and continue to build their quality of life, their opportunity within our community, we're going to be successful. And I'm seeing that arc accelerate, and I'm really excited for the people who live here because it's been a long time coming. We've been working on this for a lot of years. And so to finally feel some of the success of all that hard work has been great.
You know, one of the numbers from the previous campaign to now was the wages. So we had a goal for wages to be around $16, $17 an hour. The jobs we brought in is almost $26 an hour.
It's amazing.
So that's a significant economic bump for people.
But that's where I always start. Mm-hmm. And then the number of jobs and the mm-hmm. different varieties of jobs and opportunities, because you have to build an economy that's accessible to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't just bring in jobs here or here. You've got to have a full spectrum. And fortunately, we have a really wonderfully ready workforce, and we've got, of course, a community college that's second to none in the state of North Carolina, if you ask me. In workforce development, we're at the top end, and we're taking advantage of that. So we're moving people from levels of employment opportunity. And those are people who live here, mm-hmm. and that's what I get excited about.
Well, let's change focus a little bit. We've talked about holistically how the campaign has helped. What about F&M Bank? As a community bank, why was it important for F&M to invest in this campaign?
Well, you can see my last answer,
mm-hmm.
the people who live here.
Mm-hmm.
We are a community bank. We're focused on the people of Rowan County and the people who live here. I think people think sometimes, well, you're a bank, so when Chewy comes to town or Macy's comes to town, you're going to benefit from that. Macy's isn't calling F&M Bank. They've got their own national banks.
Mm-hmm.
So does Chewy. Who we represent are the people who are going to work there. And that's what we get excited about. The opportunities that are provided to them, the wages that are provided to them, the health care that's provided to them,
mm-hmm.
and the quality of life that improves in our community. So for us, we're kind of a byproduct. We don't directly engage and benefit in some of the work that the EDC does, but what it brings to the entire ecosystem that is Rowan County is highly positive for us. And I'd say that for almost any business.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we get excited, and that's why we stay involved, because it's the best for our clients. And if it works for an F&M Bank client and their neighbors, then it's right for Rowan and it's right for F&M.
Yeah, but you were talking about how the indirect effect for businesses like yours. We anticipate that the new campaign, which is going to bring in 3,000 jobs, will bring an additional $141 million a year in consumer expenditures. And that includes loans from the bank to buying groceries and eating out, all those things that people do.
Getting people cars, mm-hmm. educating their children. And, you know, the direct impact for us is they have to have bank accounts to put that new money somewhere.
That's right. They need that car loan.
Exactly. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, yeah. How F&M Bank deeply rooted in Rowan County, and how do you think your bank's role in the community aligns with the 4-O-N-2 plan and campaign?
Well, I think because that's where they do stay focused. I still think there's a disconnect, and when people think about economic development, the first things they think about are the Chewy's and the Macy's and incentives. When the real work is done in workforce development,
mm-hmm.
And expansion of existing businesses and helping existing businesses grow in this community. And Forward Rowan does all of that. Now, we are bringing new businesses to town, but we're doing it holistically along with the businesses that are here. And we're growing a highly competitive workforce that's being noticed around the region and around the country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, more people are wanting to come here to tap into that workforce. And so anything that improves the quality of life in the communities we serve, we're going to support. And our EDC does a better job than most in staying focused on what really matters. And it's that Rowan County citizen and what is best for them and their quality of life.
That's true. You mentioned in your comments existing industry. 55% of the job growth over the last 5 years has been from existing industry.
Isn't that exciting?
Isn't that
what we want to see?
Yeah, we want our existing companies to grow.
Because it's happened quietly.
Mm-hmm.
The Chewy ribbon cuttings are wonderful, and thank goodness that company's here, and we love them.
Mm-hmm.
But those quiet job expansions at the companies you all know, you know, when Cheerwine adds 5 new jobs that nobody hears about, but we all feel.
It's still important.
It's still highly important.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so much so. What would you say to other business leaders or investors who are considering supporting the initiatives of the EDC?
You know, I think you can look at it two ways. And we do, by the way. At F&M Bank, we look at it two ways. One, you ask the first question, what's in it for me? What's in it for mm-hmm. our business? That's a pretty simple answer. It is a higher quality of life, a higher wage for the average Rowan County citizen, more expendable income, and the opportunity for you to share in that, whether you're selling cars, selling food, selling houses, providing services for a laundromat, or anywhere else. All of those things create opportunity for us. So when you ask yourself, what's in it for me? It's a pretty direct answer. Mm-hmm. It's better for everyone. The other piece is, this is a unique community. More so than most, we truly care about this community. The business sector does. I've never seen a community that invests more in the quality of life directly in its community, whether that's parks or nonprofits, from Rowan Helping Ministries to the Bell Tower Green. I challenge any community our size in America to do what we do as in terms of a business community, to pour back in. So this is another way to do that. And this one has a multiplier to it. You know, some of the others don't. Some of the others are just capital campaigns that create wonderful things for people mm-hmm. to use. This is a multiplier. You invest here, you're going to put more money in more pockets of more people, and it's just going to echo going forward. And that's how you grow a community that's balanced, and you make it accessible to everyone.
Yeah. Steve, we know that Forward Rowan 2 has even bigger goals, with a 20% increase in the number of jobs we want to bring here and an increase in our capital investment, too. Do you think that our community can do that?
I really do. When I look at the preparation we've done and the work that's been done to get ready for this, and I look at the quality of Rod Kreider's team at the EDC, I think it's incredibly possible. We're a pretty well-balanced ecosystem here in Rowan County, I think, and that's going to be the challenge for us going forward, because we have pressures. We have residential pressures. We're going to have commercial pressures. We're going to have cost of living pressures. And so it's going to be up to us as a community, and especially as an EDC, to maintain that balance as we continue to grow. You know, like I know, we're going to get residential pressure from the Charlotte area. It's going to push our way. That's not a bad thing, but it creates demand for new schools, new services, all kinds of things. And the tax rate for those homes is not going to pay for that. So you have to have that balance of commercial taxation that offsets that residential growth you're going to have. So it's a constant challenge to balance those. But I think our EDC truly stays focused in that space and understands it. So we're going to go out and try to do those things that impact things like, yeah, the wages are going up, but we're also going to try to hold that cost of living to something that is affordable within our community. That's why I think this works in Rowan County, because the commitment to that balanced ecosystem.
That's a really great way to post that. To do that, we got to attract some industries.
Yes, we do.
And some industries are better for communities than others are. What industries and opportunities do you see for Rowan County?
I think we have quite a few. We're so wonderfully located in the state of North Carolina, and we're so fortunate to have power and a great partner in Duke Power and plenty of water. You put those things together with that location, you're going to be looking, you know, I think at things like advanced manufacturing, which continues to excel in the state of North Carolina, and I think...
And pay well.
Absolutely. And you look at where our economy is going, I fully think there'll be a lot of opportunity in that space. Advanced distribution as well. We've all seen that explode, you know, since the pandemic. I don't see that slowing down in any way, shape, or form. Life sciences as well. Look where we're situated. You've got the North Carolina Research Facility right down the road. And so I think the opportunity in that space is going to be pretty large as well as basic services. We're going to grow simply because of that geographic piece and the additional growth the EDC is going to bring to this community.
You talked about before alignment, community alignment, collaboration. It played a big role in the first campaign. What role do you see the partnerships playing in making Ford Rowan 2 just as successful?
Relationships. Our bank's been running for 115 years based on relationships. And we're very fortunate, as I talked about this community being special, our businesses have those relationships. And that's why we tend to come together in these times and understand that that rising tide does raise all ships. And so it's the fact that Rod not only knows a lot of the players in this community, but each one of us know each other. And so those subtle handshakes, phone calls, conversations create and keep that alignment, especially in the private sector. And you don't always see that in communities. Lots of times they're disjointed. This is a place where our businesses know each other, we care for each other, and we're going to do what's in the best interest of each other.
I think that positions you well, too. A lot of communities struggle because with new people moving to a community, particularly with plants and things like that, where leadership may come from the outside, I think y'all are particularly positioned to address that and bring those people in the community.
Well,
would you agree?
We're intentional about that.
Yeah.
If we get a new plant manager in this community, they better look out. We're coming for them. We're going to draw them in. We're going to take them to dinner. We're going to introduce them around town. Mm-hmm. We're going to make them feel comfortable in this community, and we're going to make them a part of this business community. Mm-hmm. They'll have to fight us not to be, and fortunately, most of them lean in.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's important to everyone in the community to know those business leaders are engaged.
Absolutely.
If we fast forward 5 years from now to the conclusion of executing the Ford Rowan 2 plan, what does success look like to you?
I go right back to where we started. I look at my neighbors, and is their quality of life improved? Do they have more opportunity for them, for their children, to get good quality paying jobs here in Rowan County that not only pay a living wage, but pay above that? And we've been able to not only grow their opportunity and grow that basic wage, but we've also done those delicate ecosystem things mm-hmm. where the cost of living in this community is still very accessible. The traffic's not crazy. You can't do it all, but you certainly can focus on it all. And if you manage it, you'll like that product at the end of the day. And I love that our EDC is dedicated to that holistic view of our community and our county commission. Mm-hmm. They are focused on that holistic view of our community. It's not just about growth numbers. Mm-hmm. It's truly about the quality of life, and it's truly about that individual Rowan County citizen. And are they better off today than mm-hmm. they were 5 years ago? Mm-hmm. And I truly think when we get to year five, they're going to be able to say yes.
Steve, you made me think about, I hear people in the community saying, I just want opportunities for my kids to be here so I can see the grandkids. I mean,
Amen.
You're one of those people
I'm
that moved away and came back.
I'm on the clock as we speak. I've got a grandson due anytime in the next 2 weeks. So we're waiting on the call. So
yeah,
we're excited
yeah.
about that.
So that's part of that quality of life that some people value that I think the EDC is helping grow as well. This has been a great conversation. What excites you the most about Rowan County and its future?
The people. We are original. This is a great place to live. We've found that balance of small town unity, but big town opportunity. And if we're able to continue that, and that needs to be our focus, we're really going to like the result. So that's what excites me, is keeping who we are, but improving it and expanding it and growing those opportunities.
So well said, and a great way for us to wrap up today. By the time this episode ends, we hope that we will be at our goal with the Ford Rowan campaign.
Fingers crossed, but I think we will.
Yeah, it's a public-private partnership, and about $1.5 million is what we're looking to raise, committed for over the next 5 years, and that will help put us over the top and allow the Ford Rowan 2 program to be executed to its fullest extent, bringing more jobs and prosperity to the community. Thank you for listening today. Steve, thank you so much for your time. This was fun.
Absolutely. I enjoyed it as well. By the way, it's never too late. If you'd like to join us in Forward Rowan 2 and be a part of this great future story, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. Help invest in your community. Invest with Forward Rowan 2. Thank you.
Very welcome. Great to see you.
Thank you for tuning in to Forward Rowan, Prosperity Through Progress. Be sure to follow Rowan EDC on LinkedIn for the latest updates on project announcements, expansions, workforce initiatives, job fairs, and more. To learn more about the Rowan EDC and our services, visit rowanedc.com. And for insights into our Forward Rowan goals, visit forwardrowan.com. Together, we're building a stronger, more prosperous Rowan County, one step at a time.